as Jim said, we're covering several facets of Carr's life. I belong to a couple of them. One, I suppose, is obvious. But what many of you probably don't know is that Barry had, in the years following this accident, an ongoing relationship with the practice of meditation. And I'd like to say just a bit about that today. I met Barry at this wonderful East Nest over here in 1971, shortly after he had moved there. Bill and Emily Hunter, whom some of you I'm sure know, in Bill's case, knew, introduced him to my meditation teacher, the Tibetan master, Shrikam Trungpa Rinpoche. And the context was a fairly eccentric Buddhist film conference, which Barry hosted at his house. During which time, Trungpa Rinpoche gave Barry a meditation instruction. And it wasn't exactly an easy thing for Barry to think about joining a community. He really wasn't a joiner. But he did keep the practice of meditation going through the remaining years. He had at some points had enormous dedication to it. At other times, other facets of his remarkable life took precedence. At the beginning, he had enough enthusiasm to have a meditation cabin built down in the ravine behind his house. And the typical over-enthusiasm, I think, decided to do a 3-week solitary retreat before he'd really done much of any meditation practice, and hit the wall, really, but stayed with it for 3 weeks. The experience is one of, if any of you have done it, it's sort of having your brain scoured. So, characteristically, he kept a journal during that time. I read the outcome. It's probably the only boring writing that Barry ever did. So, somewhat like describing a tree growing. Later on, he did a month group practice up in a center near Red Feather Lakes. I think maybe Link was living there. But in his regular life, he kept on with his practice. I'd like to think that it had something to do with his resiliency and strong-mindedness. He wasn't a religious person. He was at least a secular humanist, probably more exactly a secular fundamentalist. He read widely in Buddhism and Hinduism as well. And that really colored a great deal of his thinking and his writing in the magazine. I often could sort of read between the lines of, you know, where his thinking had taken him to. And certainly as the challenges that life tossed at him came up, I could relate with him by being in a chair myself. The medical side of it is never easy. But Barry had a very heavy dose of that. To have gone from being a super grip in the years after his, immediately after his accident, to have that progressively whittled away to where it became essentially a quadriplegic, and to have to rework his life every time took enormous strength of character. And he didn't always share the low points, but I think having a meditation practice to fall back on meant that he knew his mind better than most people and had the resources to draw on them when these upheavals happen. I spent a week with Barry here last September after he knew he was dying, and we talked some about how he was facing that. As everyone has said, he handled it with complete lack of sentimentality, but with a great deal of love and grace to anyone that came along. And I'd like to close just by, as I know all of you do, saying how much I love to.